from the studios of Freak Radio 96.3 on the FM dial in Santa Cruz, California. It's time for the Weekly Freak Show. My name's the V-Man, and I'll be your host for this one-hour, year-end special edition of the Weekly Freak Show. On this week's program, we'll listen to the music of David Robix, Jim Page, Phil Free, Seth, and Diane Patterson, performed live in the Freak Radio studios throughout the year 2000. And later on in the program, we'll be speaking with three members of punk band Bad Religion. Don't miss this special year-end music edition of the Weekly Freak Show, coming up next.
One to start with, but it is Free Radio Santa Cruz, so it makes sense. This is a song about a worldwide tradition that has probably been practiced somewhere in various cities around the world just in the past few hours, I imagine. And maybe it will come to your city, or probably already has.
Anybody with a cigarette lighter can do this.
It really takes very little cigarette lighter and a will to break with the heritages that we renounce.
They tried to pass an amendment in the U.S. Congress. Seems these thugs have some grievance to redress. They said we all must pledge allegiance, 'cause that is what they need. We may not desecrate their symbol of hypocrisy and greed, but the flag is just a rag. Yeah, the flag is just a rag. Just a worn-out, tired, dirty, blood-soaked rag. You can sing along with this, whether you're out there or listening to it in the future or whatever. It's all good. Just come on and sing along. Pledge allegiance to the symbol. Well, how about the deed? Allegiance to democracy or blind authority. It's a flag of war from L.A. to Vietnam. It desecrates itself each time the Air Force drops a bomb. Yeah, the flag is just a rag. Oh, the flag is just a rag. Just a worn-out, tired, dirty, blood-soaked rag. Like they say in Mexico, Yankee, go home. Uncle Sam and his club thinks the world's there to roam. And to make the point, well, they do the traditional thing. Light a match and let freedom ring, 'cause the flag is just a rag. Yeah, the flag is just a rag. Just a worn-out, tired, dirty, blood-soaked rag. So burn it, stomp it, tear it up, or at least hang it upside down. Tie it to your foot and drag it on the ground. Let everybody know how many lives are gone 'cause of idiots who said my country right or wrong. Yeah, the flag is just a rag. Oh, the flag is just a rag. Just a worn-out, tired, dirty, blood-soaked rag. Yeah, the flag is just a rag. Oh, the flag is just a rag. Just a worn-out, tired, dirty, blood-soaked rag.
That was David Robix with the flag desecration rag. He joined Freak Radio's Uncle Dennis on February 24th of the year 2000. You can listen to that entire show in MP3 format on the A Infos Radio Project at www.radioforall.net. Just enter a search for Earth First Radio, David Rovick's special. Jim Page was featured previously on this program in December 2000. He made an earlier appearance on Freak Radio with Eon Blues on March 25th, 2000, almost a month after the not guilty verdict in the Amadou Diallo murder trial. Some of the musicians who make their way through our doors do so on a weekly basis. Phil Free is a local street musician and is a co-founder of Freak Radio. In early June, amid outcries, Borders Books and Music opened its doors in downtown Santa Cruz. Here's Phil Free's take on the controversy, recorded live in the Freak Radio studios on May 30th of this year.
My name is Phil Free, and this is my show. Could you get that monitor? Put it down just all the way. In the bathroom, I wrote this next song because Borders is coming to town. Such a special multinational corporation to me, Borders, that I had to write a song in honor of the occasion to sing at break time in front of Borders. My break time and the workers' break time at Borders. I take my break and go downtown and play songs in front of Borders, union songs, and stuff like that, because Borders is a big union-busting corporate conglomerate. And being that it's my particular union that was busted upon, I feel it's my duty to play that union songs in front of Borders, but I didn't have one specific enoughly geared towards Borders, so I threw this one together with the simplest chord arrangement that I could come up with. It's really easy. It's just a GCD number. GCD numbers are some of the most catchy, folkiest tunes around, and the easiest thing to arrange anything in, and if you arrange something in it, almost guaranteed it's just going to stick in people's heads forever, and I hope to do that. I hope this sticks in your head, because Borders is coming to town. They're opening June 3rd. That's this Saturday, June 3rd. I don't know what time, like maybe 9 in the morning, maybe 11. I don't know what time Borders opens. Maybe somebody could tell me that, but Borders is coming to town. You should be there. I'm going to be there. Wow, I got to arrange childcare. Whoa, the phone's making noise. Hey, when's Borders open?
The Borders opens at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Borders opens at 9 o'clock in the morning. Thank you. Caller, thank you very much. Well, hey, I'm off that day. I'm going to have to arrange a babysitter, go for a portion of that day, and then I'll have the babysitter be there, because I wouldn't want my daughter to miss the opening of Borders. After all, you know, it's her future that people like Borders pillage. Anyways... It's a GCD number, and if you're a guitarist, you know, you can learn this really fucking easily, and I can only work so hard. You know, I've got a job that I gotta do, and I can't play all the breaks of all the new disgruntled workers at Borders, so please, you know, there's no copyright on the stupid little fucking thing. It's a really simple little fucking thing, and play it in your spare time while I'm working. Just somebody else go play there, and we'll work in shifts and play this little fucking song till it's stuck in all the workers' heads at Borders fucking conglomerate books. And I suppose it needs a title now. No fucking Borders. At the risk of not being big enough, a point just must be made. Open the door to corporate power, come here to invade. Well, I've tried to be specific, so the point will not be lost. Borders makes the profits, workers pay the cost. Oh, Borders sucks. CEOs make mega bucks. Workers can barely afford to eat, one paycheck away from the streets. Break down the borders, turn corporate control into disorder. The CEO makes a salary quite large, $600,000 just last year. He's the man in charge. In contrast, you know those workers, the ones who break the sweat, make $5 below a living wage. You wonder why I'm upset. Ugly corporate monster, still growing in size. They monopolize the marketplace, no one can compete. A corporate consuming strategy, two steps from complete. Here you go.
popcorn, corporate vomits, and die under corporate control. Orders size markets, the CEOs make mega bucks, and the workers can barely afford to eat. One paycheck away from the streets. Break down the borders, turn corporate control into disorder. Give the wage slaves justice.
They'll usually be singing about 300 million times on the street over and over and over again. I mean, you know, usually, I mean, we've only sing it just today, but, you know, a tradition's already been, you know, created where, you know, we sing the last couple verses facing borders while dancing in the street, and it went pretty well today, and it encourage you to join us next time we sing it on the street, but we at least like to repeat this next little verse because it's so important and it's where all the pertinent information is really delivered, so bear with me. Richard Flanagan, the CEO, makes a salary quite large. $600,000 just last year, he's the man in charge. In contrast, you know those workers, the ones who break the sweats. They get $5 below a living wage. You wonder why I'm upset. Oh boy.